Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través
Good evening to all those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 and other means of communication, and also to missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin. May God bless him greatly. Today, Friday, January 10 of this year, 2025, we have as a subject the two olive trees in the dispensation of the kingdom. It was preached on Friday, September 18 of 2015 in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico. It was the message that he preached then on Sunday, September 20 of 2015. The one we will be watching in this occasion is the message for the introduction. He read to us there in Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and on, and we will read the third and fourth verse where it tells us, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth." The two olive trees in the dispensation of the kingdom. You may please be seated. In the message, Time of Unity and Work to Receive the Promise of the Transformation, which was preached on Saturday, May 14 of 2011 in Santiago, Chile, Dr. William Soto Santiago tells us, "But before the transformation, do not worry. But before the transformation, don't be worried. Don't be saying, 'I am thinking of going to such and such a place.' No, stay where you live, working in favor of your family and working in favor of the work of God, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We have already seen what pertains to the rapture in faith. And if you like a little bit more regarding to what is said about the rapture in faith, page 128 of the Book of the Seals, halfway down that page it says, and our brother William quotes that page or that portion from 128, which is the 148 from the book in English, and let's find it there to see what our brother William also writes to us there. He read to us the part there where it says, 'Seven thunders of Revelation, may he show the bride how to prepare for the great translation faith.' And he writes there, 'The thunders,' and on the right side he draws a cornerstone in the ages, and he also writes, 'Rapturing faith,' like this, downwards, in that portion. And in the Book of Quotations, on page 155, in the paragraph 1387, it says, 'Now, in doing this, I have come here for the purpose of teaching the last vials, the last seven vials, and the last seven trumpets, and the last seven thunders of the Book of Revelation, tying them together in this hour that we are now living, to follow the opening of the seventh seal, the seven church ages, so we couldn't get room to do it. So, I hope that soon as I can, well, we can get a place sufficient for that, either here in Louisville, New Albany, or either put up a tent so we can just stay as long as the Lord leads us to do." He writes there to the right, 2002, and he writes tent, and on top he writes a tent. And also in 1387, in that paragraph on the top at the beginning, he writes the seven trumpets, the seven vials, the seven thunders, the teaching in the tent equals the seven thunders, the seven trumpets. Where did the brother Branham told us that this teaching would be bringing that revelation of the thunders would take place in a tent, the teaching in the tent. Now, look what our brother William continues to say here. Therefore, it will be spoken, the seven thunders of Revelation 10 will be speaking. If they will be speaking, then he must have an instrument. They will be speaking, the voice of Christ as lion will be speaking, and that will be the seven thunders uttering their voices. So there will be a very important visit from the Lord, which will bring great blessings for mankind. That visit, notice, is the fulfillment of what was promised that the church bride would receive. It is the coming of the Lord. Notice on page 128 from the Book of Quotations, in the paragraph 1142, it tells us, now, let me say this right here, that every trumpet that blowed under the sixth seal. We will get to this in a few minutes where we caught the seal there. All the trumpets sounded under the sixth seal because the seventh seal there was silence. No one knew. That was the minute or hour that Christ would come as he revealed it to us. But every trumpet sounded under the sixth seal, under the persecution of the Jews. And he writes there above, the 1142 of that paragraph, he writes, the hour of his coming equals 41.8 years. And he writes there, seventh seal equals the coming of the Lord. Now, notice, in this message that we will be seeing today, how he tells us about that responsibility of that instrument. Look, there on page 11, he tells us, therefore, those ministries are ordained for someone. At the end time, someone will have that blessing, and therefore, the greatest responsibility in the divine program before God, that is why Revelation chapter 11 will be fulfilled at this end time. In other words, everything that was shown in the prophecies, dreams, and visions of our brother Branham in the sacred scriptures and in the messages of Dr. William Soto Santiago, God in this end time is fulfilling it, and it is that angelic visitation. Those are the ministries of Moses and Elijah in which he spoke to us in a message and told us that those ministries would be manifested there. In other words, the church would have the visit of those angels, meaning those ministries, because the seventh seal is the coming of the Son of Man with his angels, which is the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord for his church. And the seventh trumpet, which is the ministries of Moses and Elijah to Israel. Now, he goes on to say, everything that was seen will be fulfilled, and what it is in God's program that wasn't shown will also be fulfilled, because that was a summary of what will be happening in that place where that promise is fulfilled. In other words, in the tent. He says, therefore, the relevant ministries for the Holy Spirit to fulfill that promise will be present, and if the relevant ministries will be there, then he must have a veil of flesh for the Holy Spirit to operate those ministries in that veil of flesh. There will be a people, there will be ministers who will believe that promise and will be working in favor of that promise so that it becomes a reality, working together in one accord so that this promise of a great tent cathedral happens, materializes in some place. God is the one who decides where it will be done. And when it was seen by Reverend William Branham, God had already decided it. He went to a place where one of the activities was being carried out, and he saw everything that was happening there. In other words, it is in a matter of the person saying, no, I want it to be fulfilled in such and such a place, and to start planning and making things up and trying to imitate the fulfillment of the tenth vision. God already determined that, and it was already shown where it was, on an island. And notice how everything that was seen by Reverend William Branham, today we are seeing it with our own eyes. We are touching it. the fulfillment of what he spoke in the messages and what he foreran. It is the coming of that angel who was different from the rest. It is the coming of the last dispensational prophet, a dispensational prophet, the prophet of the dispensation of the kingdom. And with him, he closes the program in the midst of the Gentiles because he is the last prophet messenger. He is the Benjamin of the prophets. Now he goes on to say, if you search on page 26 and page 40 from the book of quotations, you will find more details, even a name that he saw and was searching for. It. It must be the new name of the Lord, because if that name was so important, and the angel says to him, remember the name you were hunting for when you were in the tenth vision? You find all that on page 26 and on page 40 from the book of quotations. Let's turn there for a moment to page 26, which he's referring to. On page 40, which is starting from the paragraph 321, there is where he tells him, there at the end, he said, enter into the secret closet, and when you've done so, close the door. Then pray to your Father that seeth in secret, and he that sits in secret shall reward thee openly. And he said, you remember that name that you were hunting that time you dreamt about it? And there on the right, he writes the name, and I said, yes. And he said, I'll meet you there, and this time it won't be a public show. And there he writes the name. Now, notice how he saw a name there. Therefore, it has to be the name of the ministry, of the instrument where God was carrying out that promise. It cannot be any name that God has manifested, used in some veil of flesh that he has already taken. It has to be a living instrument, because he was transported to that day of those activities, and today we are living in that day, in activities prior to that day that he saw. Therefore, we have to see which instrument God is using, who has a tent, and who is carrying out certain things that were promised to be carried out. And he said that the preaching would appear first. That is the most important thing, the preaching, which is that brings the revelation, those thunders which were said to be spoken in a great tent cathedral, because that's where the content of the rapturing faith is. And the way that God is carrying it out, notice, to many is a reason to stumble, and they do not realize that that is what he promised. But God fulfills it in the way that he already foreordained since the beginning, and ordained since the beginning, before the foundation of the world. And no one can change that program, because the person says that it is not the way it is, and start to interpret and add to and take away from the word. Yet God will fulfill it anyway. Now notice also on page, there he quoted page 26. There, that's from the paragraph 216, and he spoke there about the name there. It says, halfway through the paragraph, more or less, around there, he says, so seemingly, maybe, I will continue on until that maybe the tent starts, or whatever, wherever it is he has chosen to begin to declare his name, and on top he writes, new, in a new way. But when it does, it'll be just as perfect as the other. It'll be just, and I'm trusting to God that it will be greater than the others, not because of our ministry, but because of the sick and needy people. There's such a need in the land today. Now, remember that the third pool is for the church bride, for the foolish, the lost. But notice, that work will be later on, where God will be carrying out and fulfilling everything that will be appearing in the fulfillment of the tenth vision. But by that time, already, when many people will come seeking physical and spiritual healing, But by that time, the person won't need that faith that the elect of God are obtaining now. Those people won't need that rapturing faith because they won't be raptured and they won't be transformed. Therefore, they do not need their faith to be raised, to be healed. The faith of the two olive trees of that instrument who is there is enough, which we will speak about later on. But we cannot give away details so that the enemy of God, the devil, doesn't interrupt the divine program and doesn't start imitating. Now the most important part is the faith to be transformed, to rise the faith of the elect of God, a perfect faith that didn't exist in the ages. That is for the elect who will be transformed, for no one else. That is why whoever isn't going to be transformed isn't going to believe. He won't be receiving that faith. Now, he says there, he writes there on 2:16, the name to the left upwards, he writes the name, and on top he writes new, equals in the tent. And on top of it, he also writes the tent in the 2:16. Now, let's continue here where we stopped. He says, and notice that tent vision in its materialization will be a blessing to all the believers in Christ. It will be a blessing to the wise virgins, that is, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, see? Because it is for all those groups, the church bride. It will be a blessing to the foolish virgins. It will be a blessing to all mankind. The 144,000 are included there. That's on page 119 of the Book of Quotations, on paragraph 1057. There will be a lot of need on planet Earth those days, which is what we read there on 2:16, where it says that
there is such a need in the land today. On 29, he also tells us about that. On 2:47, there he also tells us something about this. On page 29, paragraph 247, there at the end, he says, I want to see it happen so bad. I'm just like a child waiting for Christmas to come, just waiting with anticipation for it to happen. And there on the right, he writes, Christmas, and he draws a Star of David. It will be hard on myself, of course, but it will be a good thing for the church. That's what I'm interested in, God's people. Something to help them believe on God, to take a new hold. And it'll be a great thing for the sick too. And he writes to the right, the tent. And above he writes, ministry, a divine gift for the church. And he also writes, Christmas. Now, notice, there on 2:48, it also tells us about all of this. Look, on 46, quotations, page 46, paragraph 398, it tells us, Sodom was down here, and Lot was in Sodom, and two angels went down there, and preached to them, and brought that little bitty group out, sleeping virgin. And above that he writes, the foolish virgins are brought out by the angels, Moses and Elijah, Michael and Gabriel. The foolish virgins are brought out by the angels, Moses and Elijah, Michael and Gabriel. And also to the left, in the corner, there he writes, Revelation 7:9-17 and 15, from 1-5. Now, our brother William goes on to say, the situation of the planet Earth becomes more difficult every day, but God will once again visit the human family with a great manifestation. Notice, if he is going to visit the human family, how does God visit mankind? It is always through a veil of flesh. But God will once again visit, meaning once again, a prophet, once again will visit the human race with a great manifestation which was mentioned as the third pool, and which will be fulfilled fully in the fulfillment of the tenth vision. God has a purpose, a program, but we cannot speak much about that nor explain much so that they don't imitate and so the people don't say, look, this is the same thing that so and did and so did. Now, look, page 62 from the Book of Quotations, paragraph 542, it tells us, now, the coming is so imminent, the second coming of Jesus, he's gathering his elected together, and he writes there to the right, west, and he draws a cornerstone in the ages, and below he writes, east. I believe that, oh, they will come from east and west, where the carcass is, the eagles will gather. Oh my, what is it? He's got his oneness, and he writes there to the left, the angels, Moses and Elijah. Gathering. He also writes there on the left. It is cut off, but it is gathering. His oneness, his true oneness, showing himself among them, out of every denomination, bringing his elect together from all kinds of churches, from everywhere, bringing out his children, falling right in line with his word, and there to the left he draws a little cornerstone. What? Now, the coming of the Lord Jesus is so imminent, the coming of judgment, because notice, he comes as a lion of the tribe of Judah, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in his claiming work, a blessing to the elect of God and curse and judgment to the unbelievers. He is calling his elect together in oneness with himself. With the same kind of ministry he had, he's calling the elected Pentecostals out to make the headstone to come into it. And he draws a cornerstone and the ages on the left, a very same kind of a ministry dropping right in on it, calling his children from all denominations and all walks of life. What has he done? He has placed with them a true teacher. And to the right he writes, teacher equals prophets, that's towards the top, and he writes, the voice. He has placed with them a true teacher, a true prophet who stays with his word, the Bible. My sheep hear my voice, said Jesus. If that was his voice, then it's his voice now. Anything contrary to that voice, it is not cheap food. They won't follow it. Oh, brother, from east, from west, out of every denomination, out of every organization, they've come from the east. They come from the east and west, gathering together. And on the left, he draws a cornerstone and the ages. And on the bottom, he writes, east, Palestine, first dispensation law, west, USA, second dispensation, grace. And on top, there in that paragraph from page 52, the paragraph that continues to the right of 542 that is at the top, there he writes, the coming of the Lord equals the coming of the judgment. There is another place where he places lion. Let's see where he writes. Where he puts on page 91, look, which is the paragraph 792, it says, now remember, now in the first age was the lion, that was the lion of the tribe of Judah. Christ, his own influence of life, taking that age, that's the first beast, which means power that answered by human voice. And on the right, he draws a Star of David, and he writes above, lion equals power by human voice. That's the work of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the claiming work by human voice. Now, our brother William goes on to say here, he says, Let's go back to that paragraph there. God has a purpose, a program, but we cannot speak much about that, nor explain much, so that they don't imitate, and so that the people don't say, look, this is the same thing that so-and-so did and so-and-so did. God wants us to be together and with one accord in the same age, working in favor of every divine project, in favor of the divine project of evangelization. That was in the time of grace. Notice, they were evangelizing then. In favor of the divine project of every minister, having a place to gather, having the facilities to listen, having good equipment, having good broadcasts, and all the best for the people, and waiting and working in favor of the tenth vision, in favor of everything that has to do with the third pool, because it is for our own blessings and for our own benefit. That is what we have been speaking about these days. What he had been saying about having good screens, about having the devices to receive through the antenna and the receivers to receive everything that is being broadcasted from the Great Tenth Cathedral. And he said, so that when those activities comes, everyone is tuned in the tent. Because notice, as all of that is spoken, some groups may even try to also have their satellites and have broadcast as well, because when the enemy sees how God is carrying out everything, he tries to imitate and he uses his instruments, and even though he may stop using them afterwards and they realize they made the serious mistake of being imitators, which God will then deal with them if they haven't crossed the line, and may they have mercy, may they manage to obtain mercy that is already, it is in God's hand. But everything that is being fulfilled and will continue to be fulfilled as God continues to show in the fulfillment of what was promised, and the enemy sees, one also sees the enemy, the devil, trying to imitate the same thing that God is doing, because that is the devil's work, to imitate. The devil always tries to do the same thing that God and his program is carrying out, that God in his program is fulfilling in the midst of his church. He always tries to be the one who gets ahead, let's say. That's why in the message of the Book of the Seals, where he says that if you obtain the revelation and stay quiet, let's see where that part is there, where he says it, and that is where you can see the devil working. When you see groups, ministers or groups and people trying to do the same thing that God is regarding to what God is fulfilling, and thus use people so that when they see, they say, but that is the same thing that this other person is doing. Now notice on 467 where it says, now, if Satan could get a hold of it, if you want something to happen now, you will have to take my word for it. If I am planning on doing something, I know better than to tell anybody about it. Not that that person will tell it, but Satan will hear it. See? He cannot get it in my heart there, as long as God has it closed up with the Holy Spirit. See, there are things that that instrument won't speak, and no one can enter there to know them, because the Holy Spirit has it enclosed and sealed, and he is the one who knows how everything is being carried out, and all things will work together for good. Everything will be fulfilled in due time. We are in a time of trial. Now, he goes on to say, so if that's between me and God, see, he don't know nothing about it until you speak it, then he hears it, and I have tried, I will tell the people I'll do certain thing, and watch the devil cut off every will he can to get there, see, to beat me up to it. But if I get the revelation from God and just don't say nothing about it, then it's different. Remember, Satan will try to impersonate. See, it's a work that he always does in every time, impersonate, and try to divert the attention of the people, and try to minimize the work that God is also doing, as if to say, I can do it too. He will try to impersonate everything that the church will do. So if you search in each time he has done it, and in this time it's not the exception, he will also seek, and there will be people, groups, ministers doing the same thing, trying to broadcast, trying to reading excerpts and trying to have studies. See, the same thing. Because the devil is a copycat, and he uses instruments and ministers who allow themselves to be used. Well, they become instruments of the wicked one. And he says here, he's tried to do it. See, he worked, and he writes there, seven ages. He worked that way in the past, and it'll be the same thing at this time. He's tried to do it. We noticed it through the Antichrist, but this is one thing that he cannot impersonate. Why he won't be able to impersonate? Because they may try to have everything for it to look the same way, let's say, doing the same thing that instrument is doing, but they do not have the ministries, they do not have the pillar of fire, they do not have the Holy Spirit in the midst of the church, which is the one that carries out, which is the one that carries out and fulfills his program, and that is where they fail. They get 99% right, except they don't have the ministries, they don't have the pillar of fire. In other words, they are in the past age, they are in a past dispensation, and there the one who is reigning is the devil, because God is no longer in the dispensation of grace. But this is one thing that he cannot impersonate. There will be no mimics to this. See, because he don't know it. There is no way for him to know it. It's the third pool. He just knows nothing about it. He doesn't understand it. See? Now, who are the ones who understand it? The elect. But they keep that secret in their heart. And notice, that word does that work there. And it increases the faith of that elect until the moment in which that faith will be such a high faith, a perfect faith, that he will be transformed and will be able to be raptured, like what happened with Enoch. But there is a secret lies beneath that. And he writes there, Elijah and Moses. Let's see here. He also writes in this one. Let's see what he writes here. He writes there, the coming of the Messiah. In this book. But there is a secret lays beneath, and he writes there the coming of the Messiah. In other words, the coming of the Anointed One, of the Christ. Glory to God in the highest. I can never think the same the rest of my life when I seen. Now, I don't know what I know the next step there, and he writes there the second coming of the Lord, - Moses and Elijah, because the Son of Man comes with his angels, but I don't know how interpret that. It won't be long. Now, let's continue where we paused here. And when we are transformed, we will say it was worth it to work. It was worth it to be together, united in the same divine purpose, because it is not a human purpose. The tenth vision, the third pool, the manifestation of Christ at that time is a divine purpose. On page 92 from the paragraph 795, it tells us, watch, ride a pale horse as he appears in his ride, this last ride. Now, that is not in our day. That will be on down. It's the seal foretold. In other words, he is talking about the fourth seal, a foretold seal, which he writes on the left towards the top, a foretold seal. Because, see, the church has gone up when this happens, when Christ appears here on earth as this fellow appears and becomes completely, completely the devil, from Antichrist all the way down through false prophet, then into the beast, the devil himself, and he's riding a pale horse colored all up. Remember, it tells us there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and mixed with all kinds of colors to make him pale and deathly. But when our Lord appears on earth, he'll be riding a snow-white horse, and he'll be completely, fully the Emmanuel, the Word of God incarnate in a man. And he writes there, Emmanuel, and he writes, God in flesh, Moses and Elijah. that is on page 256 from the Book of the Seals, that excerpt is there. And above he writes, the word incarnate in a man, Revelation 19:11-21. Now, our brother William continues to say, and that will be for a short time, that manifestation of God that will shake the whole world. And then, those who will be transformed, the elect, will go with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then the great tribulation will begin for the human race. On Sunday's message there, and Sunday morning as well, those two studies are very important. Now, look on page 7. From the paragraph 59, it tells us, but what I think that the Lord is going to make his message so quick to the world is this, that he's going to send out the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit that'll just illuminate the whole world just in a few days' time. I believe he's calling a church, pulling a people, getting them together for this great event that's coming to pass. And he draws a cornerstone and the ages on the right. And above he writes, for the great message with Moses and Elijah. Our brother William goes on to say, and if the situation in some countries is so hard, how will it be in that time of the great tribulation, which will be the second part of the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks? But fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, the Lord says. And there on page 60 from the paragraph 525, it tells us, and if it be your will, Lord, just before that church is raptured, may there rise power. O God, fill these vessels. Rise them up, Lord, shake this world once more. And he draws a cornerstone on the left, and he writes there, Hebrews 12:21-29. We know it will be past time. There will be no repentance then. It'll be too far for them then. But show your power, Lord. And he writes there, Revelation 11:3. And he writes, Moses and Elijah, fill those vessels. And there, up there is where he writes, Revelation 11:3, Moses and Elijah. Which vessels is he going to fill? That instrument that has those ministries of Moses and Elijah. Fill those vessels and shake this world like it's never been shook before. Take your church then. Now I pray that you will shake the world with them just a few days before the coming of the Lord. And above he writes, before the rapture, he shakes this world with Moses and Elijah. Now notice that to the Lord, that glorified body that he received in his coming, we will see it in the air, meaning we are going to see Jesus in his glorified body. But notice, he will be in the midst of his church at that time, fulfilling his coming in that instrument. He won't physically be Jesus in his glorified body. That is the instrument, the veil of flesh, whose face was altered on Mount Transfiguration, as simple as that. Now notice, he continues to say here, everything relevant to the seventh seal will be spoken. The title deed, the Book of the Seven Seals, Reverend William Branham says, is still not opened. That was the teaching of what will happen, and where he brought the teaching of what was already history, and where he brought the teaching of what was already history and of what was happening in his time. And all of that is contained in the seals. He said that the revelation, what he brought, would be for this time now. Now, he goes on to say, but the title deed is still in the right hand of God. When it is taken from the right hand of God, there Christ has already changed from lamb to lion, from high priest to judge, and that's why in Revelation chapter 10, he cries as when a lion roars. He is already there as a lion, with the little book in his hand, and seven thunders uttering their voices. The seven thunders are uttered when the seventh seal is on earth, and he is a lion, not as a lamb. That is why under the dispensation of grace, the church bride didn't have the title deed. The claiming work couldn't be carried out. But at this end time, by the title deed already being on this earth, there, the resurrection and the transformation can certainly take place. And he has to have a veil of flesh in whom that title deed has been eaten. And he is speaking, prophesying before many people, nations, tongues, and kings. We have seen in this occasion, in this short study, the two olive trees in the dispensation of the kingdom. Let's stand and thus leave in this subject, the two olive trees in the dispensation of the kingdom, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.